These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending February 21st, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. At RSA next week, Microsoft will preview versions of its Defender antivirus software for Android and iOS. The apps will come as part of Microsoft's enterprise security platform. Microsoft also announced a preview of Microsoft Defender APT for Linux. In a blog post to Android developers, Google announced starting in August, on August 3rd, all new Google Play apps that request background location will need to pass a review. All existing apps will need to pass a similar review starting November 3rd, and the policy will apply to Google's own apps. Google says the review will look at if the app's core functionality justifies the background location data gathering, stating that clearly informing users about tracking opt-ins will help get apps approved. Developers can request feedback from Google starting in May about the background location review. Google plans to move UK user accounts under US jurisdiction as a result of the UK leaving the European Union. Google told Reuters, quote, "The protections of the UK GDPR will still apply to these users. UK user data is kept in Ireland right now, part of the European Union, which would make it more difficult to recover in cases of criminal investigations. The US Cloud Act makes it easier for British authorities to obtain data from US companies." The Android app for Mozilla's VPN service is now available in the Google Play Store. The Firefox private network is powered by Mulvad, which has a no-logging policy and uses the WireGuard standard. It offers servers in more than 30 countries for a limited-time beta price of $4.99 a month. Starting this week, Ring required all users to use a second factor when logging in. Users will be offered text message or email to receive a 6-digit code. Ring also introduced new options for controlling when data is shared with third parties. You can turn off sharing data with companies that create personalized ads, and data sharing with analytics services is paused while Ring works on an opt-out system. Last month, Ring added a privacy dashboard and options to control whether or not police can request footage. Dell announced it's selling RSA Security to a private equity consortium for $2.075 billion. The transaction includes RSA Archer, RSA NetWitness Platform, RSA Secure ID, RSA Fraud and Risk Intelligence, and RSA Conference. It's expected to close in the next 6 to 9 months. Finally, a blog post from Google's Project Zero security researcher Jan Horn claimed that smartphone makers are creating more vulnerabilities in Android by creating their own downstream custom drivers for direct hardware access to Android's Linux kernel, even when those drivers are created to add security to the device. The code for these changes are not reviewed by upstream kernel developers, and Horn warns that modifying how core parts of the Linux kernel work undermines efforts to lock down the attack surface. Horn specifically mentioned a memory bug found in the Samsung Galaxy A50, which was reported by Project Zero in November and patched this month. Rather than customizing the code, Horn recommends phone makers use direct hardware access features already supported in Linux. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.